Blog Talk Radio.
Conspiracies, cover-ups, news they don't want you to know. Only on the Cosmic Horizons Radio Show, hosted by James Harp.
Exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't.
Well, are we on the eve of destruction? That's a very good question that a lot of people around the world want to know. Welcome to another eye-popping edition of Cosmic Horizons Radio, streaming out live to the world and beyond from our bunker just north of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. We have a very interesting guest coming on the show tonight, and her name is Sarah Newton. Sarah Newton is a returning guest with a longtime community journalist experience who helped me, James Harp, get my start in broadcasting. She's an outspoken advocate of free association and adopts a harm-to-none philosophy, engaging transparency and innovation in all dealings. The only way, the Canadian way. Sarah has done community development work in 37 countries, acting as a coordinator for the Parliament of World Religions in 2009. She ran across 26 countries advocating for collaboration and healthy living on a torch rally from 2005 to 2011, called the World Harmony Run, and co-produced an award-winning documentary on the former Muswell Residential School. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome to the show Sarah Newton. Welcome to Cosmic Horizons Radio, Sarah.
Hiya, James. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you on the air again. It's been a while since we talked, years ago, and you sent me some information that you feel that a lot of people need to know, especially during this pandemic crisis that we're going through right now worldwide.
Correct. We talked a few years back about Royal Rife and his discovery of what I would probably call by this point quantum immunology. We had a great talk about some of the potential and for self-healing among humans. So I thought now would be a great time to have that conversation for obvious reasons. And I want to thank your audience first and foremost for listening with an open heart and a sense of togetherness and what's possible. And just know you're safe to consider these ideas in an open conversation here today.
Well, what role does immunology play in the control of viral spreads? Just got a bit of a sore throat right now, so pardon my punctuation.
Well, I do want to discuss immunology. I also want to discuss what I have finally found a label for, the co-void, and discuss kind of the PR associated with this alleged spread, where it has its roots, and through some of that, discuss immunology and the potential of the virus in its current condition, too. I want to first start by discussing the virus itself, or the alleged threat as proposed.
Well, you've called it COVID. You know, I'm just getting tired and sick of hearing through the media COVID-19, and they pick predominant words called flatten the curve. It just drives me crazy. Every day they pound those two words into your psyche, and it's sooner or later, you know, it's sort of like a mind control as soon as you hear those two words, COVID-19, pandemic, and so many other words that just seems to blast you every day through the media.
Yeah, this whole idea of a homogenized global reality that's controlled from a centralized, opaque, highly intermediated core, you know, it's driven on base rhetoric, such as do as I say, not as I do mentalities. Like, ultimately, this is what it is. This is how we know. It's what versus why mentality. Don't question. don't look, don't get sober second thought, and it's just unacceptable. And we can start there and dissect some of the PR, but let's start with the COVID first and foremost. Okay, what we know is we picked this story up allegedly out of the blue, and that is just not true. This has been planned for a long time, and there's tons of evidence. Like I said, we can't cover 30 years research in 30 minutes, everyone listening. So let's just start this conversation here today and give ourselves a little bit of space to start accepting some of these realities. Okay, so we got this COVID all of a sudden. We see a mass death in Wuhan. We see a mass grave. People just chucked in there like they were valueless. And we're like immediately told, oh, there's a virus. It was a virus spread that knocked it out. It all of a sudden appears in the G20, essentially, countries simultaneously. And viral theory was, through verified research, disproven after AIDS. Novel viral theory, even more so. Like, there's tons of recorded research to say that viruses don't actually spread, they're genetic mutations. But anyway, we'll get into some of that. But what we're told about this alleged threat is that it transmits through the air, but it's low risk. That was the first mistake of these fascist terrorists, is what I call anyone perpetrating this agenda. Because we already know, we already collectively left fascism 70 years ago, James, and we have been cooperating as sovereigns ever since. So any backslide into top-down rank subjugation, order command chains, it doesn't suit us as sovereigns. So anyway, first thing we're told is it's low risk and airborne. I've taken basic immunology in a postgraduate level, taking acupuncture studies. Through my communications and humanities degrees, I've had a chance to in-depth study all three legit medicines, Western, Indian, and Asian. And there are some very conflicting theories in a lot of this vax theory stuff. But first of all, it said low risk. Oh, we tell the WHO, a virus can't be low risk and airborne. Airborne viruses wipe out full populations. So immediately the virus mutates. Well, it's now high risk and droplet borne. Well, in the classification of immunology, viruses can't be high risk when they're droplet borne. Doesn't matter if it's suddenly mutated, both are equally impossible, high risk airborne and low risk droplet borne, because the incubation period is essentially with a snot borne virus doesn't qualify. So now we're already being told to go home, half of us, because half of us are easier to manage, and we're all being told to go home, and that distance is going to make it so that lightning strike chance of us actually coughing in someone's throat directly, it's impossible. We're all told to go home, and that this distance is going to keep us safe. So we wait out the incubation period. Say there was an incubation period, even in question with a low-risk droplet-borne virus, which there isn't. It doesn't even come into play because it only transmits through snot, blood fluids. So ultimately, we are sitting at home. We sat out four consecutive incubation periods, now half of us, and we're being taught to praise the essential worker, which is questionable. The liquor store, oh my God, OLG, advertisers that are making COVID ads. These are not essential workers. So anyway, half of us are sitting here praising these guys. But based on the theory as presented, they would be the ones, you don't have to touch basic immunology, just look at the theory as presented. By who? By four organizations that are controlling all data. You can't possibly think that those people are safe. And you can't possibly tell us that half the population isn't capable of swapping out with them. If they need to go home and incubate, go home and incubate.
Well, you mentioned the four main people that are spreading all this data to all the populace out there. Well, who, in your opinion, are these four people? Because there's a lot out there, but what's your opinion? Who are these four companies that are spreading this? I wouldn't want to call it propaganda, but like some sort of misinformation.
Well, I'm certainly going to call it blatant propaganda, easily detectable blatant propaganda. Well, basically, James, this thing is developed over time, over centuries, the disruption of culture, the perpetuation of fake legacy. So there's so many different narratives at play right now, but let's do a basic catch up with the WHO. Now, I called you after I arrived on Queen's Park on Saturday. Mm-hmm. To what I thought was an anti-fascist protest. I show up. Now, I've been to the WHO protests in Seattle, 150,000 people, bells, whistles, beauty, it's trying for something more, protesting the WHO, many protests I've been to. You can always sense the same vibe. Here, there was no drums, bells, whistles. There was no open conversation. There was 40, 50 people, three well-cut, well-groomed. I'm walking around looking like Henry David Thoreau when he wrote Walden. I've got this innocent prisoner's haircut going. These three well-groomed, Reebok-studded organizers are organizing three levels of activity at this protest. The first wave is being instructed to chant open parliament. The second wave has sheets of information they're going to disseminate. And the third wave is pure logistics. I have no choice under the health and safety code in this country to act to correct that kind of misinformation to potentially harm others. We have no idea why opening parliament would be our decision right now. I'm a reporter. I'm a journalist. I have talked to millions of people, James, because face-to-face interaction is where it's at, the face-to-face interface. 100% of all populations I've surveyed, random samples, when 100% of a random sample agrees, that's a statistic. It's not, you know, anyway, the fact is that 100% of people don't want to go back to work. 100% of people don't find the e-learning effective. 100%, you know, like there's so many people that are talking, but the rhetoric is now so thin. Oh, we need these guys to conceptualize. Our expectations are being managed. We're being stripped of our ability to create and contribute and have a rich life. And we're just being told, oh, yeah, no, listen to us. Listen to us. We'll get you there. We'll get you there. So I'm off track. Again, this is going to come out sloppy. This is for me, I'm here today because for me, the deaths are coming. We need to look at technology and the advance of technology and the vaccination narrative and how they interplay. And that's where immunology is going to come in. But right now, people are saying one thing or not speaking at all out of fear, and then we're being managed by this, like you said, the four organizations, there's four media guys for the whole world. We've all seen the memes where they're repeating the same message. Our politicians, we've all caught presidents repeating the same message. So anyway, I would call the enemy fear. I would call it based in a third dimensional functionality where we actually think everything outside of us is a threat. It's just not that way. We've done the research. We know the limitless potentials. If you look at quantum immunology, if you look at quantum technology, if you look at the Hollywood agenda, if you look at the basic gravity equation, you know we're not living on those principles anymore. But how do you transmit to a harm to none philosophy that allows you to live that Canadian dream, to innovate transparently? So like this agenda has come forward, right? All of a sudden, the WHO emerges and has this subversive plan to take over healthcare and centralize banks, and all these wars erupt, and we're told that we're participating in the name of fascism. China wasn't the first mass death. India has had mass vaccinations deaths. Africa has had mass vaccination death. Here in North America, we have massive vaccination injuries, and it's based on an exploitation of basic immunology. The function of a healthy system is to achieve homeostatic balance, James. Immunology, it facilitates that. Everything about us facilitates that. We come into this world, we don't remember where we're from. We don't remember that the universe is benevolent. We have this opportunity to make decisions, to co-create. And we have this, of course we need a system that can find harmony. Of course we need to trust our intuitive flow. How else are we going to know why we came? How else are we going to participate to our fullest? So basically, the immune system, as it used to be thought, up until about the turn of the 20th century, when Royal Rife was existent and created his whole series of frequencies, which have now been instantly removed off the internet, which is not a functioning library, immunology was thought to, okay, so the immune system basically detects a foreign agent, coats it, tricks the rest of the body into believing it's, you know, normal or normalized until it can purge it through one of the many purging systems. So basically, that means it doesn't matter what you put into the body, it's just going to remove it. And if it comes back again, it's going to remove it in the same way. But then we realized, how is the immune system doing that? It's actually doing it by matching and shifting that vibration back to a homeostatic place. So Rife discovered that, because basically once we got quantum, we realized everything is on resonant frequency. So he mapped out the resonant frequency of healthy environments and found counter frequencies that help facilitate that process. He immediately destroyed cancer. Like I said, 30 years, we have so many layers to discuss, but around the same time, quantum reality was taking hold, and this idea came to kind of freeze humanity on a certain band of frequency. Why? Because people were scared of each other back then. When Christ showed us how creative we are and how our world can exist as a bunch of sovereigns intuitively guided by our own interest, our own best contribution, and work together and trust what comes across our path by our own best intentions, we then all of a sudden started seeing everything, you know, dwindle and dwindle. So we revolted against the WHO. Too bad, doesn't matter, we're here anyway. We watched as our government started assigning air amounts, creating huge amounts of money from nowhere, and immediately signing them to agendas. Doesn't mean all of us agreed onto this one world agenda. How is that going to support diversity and health? And bottom line is, we are a self-healing vessel. The immune system knows. We have tools that can help us restore our homeostatic balance. Some of the myths that underlie this, we could do a whole show on in itself, James, because ultimately we've been told that the immune system can't even work unsupported. Now, here comes the fake immunology that we've been told. All of a sudden, polio exists. Well, polio was after Rife and Tesla and all the guys. Polio came next. Okay? We're told to compare the dissonance to polio. No, that was a waterborne, chemically, we've already proven it was like an injected agent. Anyway, we're told that by injecting misinformation into our cells, we'll counter polio. We have no way of knowing if it worked. We just know that despite that, we still discounted polio. Now, there's more about antigen theory, and if you plant a stamp and then replicate the stamp. But anyway, viral vaccination and technology arose instantaneously. And do you know why that is, James?
I'd sure like to know, because you mentioned vaccines. As soon as vaccines, you mentioned that word, an immediate image comes to my mind is Bill Gates, how he's telling everybody that you got to get vaccinated, you got to control the mass through vaccination. But he owns a lot of companies that actually manufacture this so-called vaccine.
That is a mass murderer. And if our court system had not just been completely undermined for 50 years, there's nothing left of our court system. If you look at the Hollywood future projections, there's nothing left of any of it. We need to start coming to grips with that. We're at the level where only a million Canadians have been counter-vaxxed. Counter-vaxxed that needs an electric charge now. And those people were immediately siphoned. They were killed. Like, the underlayers of the agendas that are at play here were introduced to me in university, as I said. All this came to me through articles written by credible researchers, and I need my space to compile and document. But with the glass ceiling, it's just constantly being chased down by bullies. Anyway, these bullies are a class of people now, and then the sovereign types are a class of people to these functioners, the red pill, blue pill. Anyway, I'm getting off track, and I tried to tell myself not to get into the weeds, but there's so much information. So basically, these vaccines contain ill coding. Like, it's been known for 20, 30 years, some of the damage that's been done. We've seen anti-vax children. I've never had a flu shot. And we're told to fear this great mutation, and that if we continuously introduce the mutation, it'll start to live in our systems. We've now completely disarmed immune systems by putting too much false information, DNA from animals, all this stuff. And that's 20 years ago we knew that this was going on. And how is this helping? So basically the theory is you've got an unknown threat that your body can't handle, and we need to introduce it to the system so your body can produce antibodies. No, the first time the body does it should be the first time it genuinely comes across it. And then the second time should be easier. It's not like you just introduce it, so it's easy just in case. So anyway, the fact is with the misinformation, so there's something called a bioenergetic feedback reader. I came across them in 2007 at a meditation group in San Diego, had some international guests. Like, I have been working with scientists, alternative research, citizen journalists. It's been a battle of public opinion and agenda now for 30 years. And right now, the agenda has just gotten so strong, and the end game is so fierce and so severe and so rapid that we now have to recognize almost all of those sources are completely missing right now. So anyway, basically a bioenergetic feedback reader can take a reading of your energetic resonance, where you are at present. This thing told me 7 pages about myself, how I was injured at birth, how I was injured by vaccines, what that did to my immune system. It hyperinflamed my immune system. So basically the theory of these vaccinologists or whatever you want to say, they're coming out with, we're going to dock a foreign protein to one of your cells, we're going to pump it full of misinformation, and then we're going to hyperinflame the immune system. Well, guess what vaccination injuries based on? Hyperinflamed immune systems. What happens is they're basically siphoning genetic material. Eventually, you're going to start seeing people getting tested and dying right quick. The deaths are coming, and they are going to be horrific and instantaneous. There's already 1 million Canadians tested. Therefore, to make any vaccine or product or theory acceptable, we need another 1 million placebo without it, so that we know it's effective. Look at this mask thing, Jane, and I apologize to everyone for being all over the place. Look at the mask thing. All of a sudden, not rising by any natural selection, all of a sudden, holy crap, we need masks. People are dying in Alberta. No, none of that happened. We were just told. It's what if we accept the masks, we'll accept the test. We don't even need the vaccine or drugs because the nanochips are on the test. Transmitter-receiver relationship. Internet. Between two, if the internet wants to go 5G, go 5G. No more vaxes. Let's see how that works out. If you can't get people vaxxed in, let's see what 5G looks like. Automated driving, it's people being dragged along by their minds. It's not, they're not sovereign at all. As soon as those nanochips are turned on, like, it is scary. And they're on the test. They're jamming them right into your skull. Anyway, so I guarantee you, the second those test swabs are finished, they'll be checked. We find a truck carrying tainted tests. All of a sudden, the FDA comes out and paints this idea that in the quarantine, some rogue faction of peddlers has decided to fake some tests. No, we also need to follow up. There's accountability that is being forced on us by the insistence that they're talking to doctors, even though no doctors have been involved in all this. All the tests are cooked by 4 organizations. The recovery rates we've been treated to, those were unassisted recoveries. They're not going to continue. These guys are desperate. I thought it failed in Wuhan, but it succeeded. 5G, they were all vaxxed before that technology, and then they were completely drained of their life force instantly. And I don't want to get into the basis of all that. And, you know, there's so many layers to this projection, why Donald Trump is all of a sudden promoting aliens and why Hollywood talks about the human reptile rape red subculture like they're God. And there's lots more coming, and it's not coming out on your show today. But the bottom line is, if you want to get to your cosmic cousins, if you want to see people in space or work with your neighbors, you got to heal yourself. You are not going to manifest beyond the reality you've been programmed to expect. And if we can't educate our people to mutually benefit from mutual engagement, if we can't encourage people to collaborate and innovate instead of consume and opinionate, we would have had to have backslided, because when I was educated, that is the grounds we were working on. And then it all stopped. Private interest was immediately told to be opaque and evil, and all these siphoning mechanisms showed up, and we're all addicted to our phones, and we don't know why no one can sleep at night. And the fact there is no virus, it's not a low risk, novel is disproven, virus is proven, low risk droplet airborne is disproven, it's all disproven. Then they said it dies at 26 degrees, and then we said, well, then let's put a hot tub in. Oh no, it dies at 56 degrees. Well, India, all of India just survived 56 Humidex last summer. Let's do bed bug treatment. Empty the building's bed bug. No, can't do that. You need your vax.
Well,
so basically, these
guys just
overwhelm the immune system.
Well, I don't understand quite where people want to get vaccinated with this vaccine, and they insert microchips in with the vaccine. I'm thinking, why the hell would anybody want to get a microchip where they can track you? And that might have something to do with, you just mentioned the 5G network. as soon as they crank that up, it'll interact with the microchip in your body.
Exactly what happens. And basically it siphons all your genetic material. So you don't have a memory anymore. You don't come in with a legacy. You just get born right into it and backs right into it. And you just become a command, an automated command follower. There's no more green. And why do you think the carbon tax exists? Because we had to find a way to still innovate. Why do you think Parliament Hill was full of every media channel, not even carrying their colors anymore? They're all on the same team, number one, and because it was propaganda. It wasn't a real protest. They've been kicking protesters in the teeth, just refusing to cover their stories for years. Same thing. We try to get all these innovations going. And this crisis is not a crisis. It's a celebration. There is more new information on Earth. There is more potential in these children than we have ever seen before. And all that stands in our way is all of a sudden arbitrary halt put on the economy run by clearly fake scientists and fascists. Wait till you see all my evidence. It's staggering. And all of a sudden we're told you just vaccinate and don't ask questions. And anyone like me who says you're not allowed to have a fake protest in Canada, this science is absolutely irrefutably wrong. Oh, we're demonized. We don't care about safe children. Like I said, go read the book We by Zam Yatin. He predicted all this. I read it in university. I got introduced to the end game. The end game is a reality where humans stare straight into a screen. There's three elements of it. Deprave the sex to basic response mechanism because the species still has to perpetuate. First, vaccine the enforcer class. While you weren't watching, all your bikers, prisoners, military, second and third rank military, people who were cultivated because of their bullying for their bullying tendencies and their blind faith tendencies, they've all already been vaxxed in. They're stuck on a regional loop right now as thinking that they're going to build it to avoid it. But no, there's a whole class of people out there right now that just jumped in front of your bank called the security class. All this is happening around you. But the advice I can give is ignore it, fascists. Canadians unite. We can either do citizens' arrest, we can do sit-ins, but we can go back to work and just decline the vaccines and keep moving. Again, it's a celebratory time. There are more innovations coming once we embrace harm to none, self-healing. I'm an intuitive. I've been working at this stuff for 30 years. I've meditated on every disharmonious vibration in me. I've purged all my karma, and that's why my telepathy works. This is all just moving us from a base feared narcissism that can't make decisions and can only obey to a fourth-dimensional narrative form of control. Telepathy exists. We don't need an intermediary as long as we can see our fourth-dimensional unions with each other. It's a collective level. As harm to none sovereigns, because any harm you do does come back, no question. Self-harm, rank subjugation, perpetuating bad science, buying into agenda, ignorance, or ill intent. It's still unconstitutional to behave in that way because we innovate based on science. And hopefully eventually we'll get to moving by collective intuition. That's when it's really going to start getting good. But I promise it's getting good. We just have to ignore it. Like I said, we're on protest. We're not engaging these fascists because it's going to escalate towards tests. That bioenergetic feedback machine should be shown on every test before it's inserted in anyone. It will tell us exactly what's in the contents of those nanocodes. And speaking of nanocodes, the final thought, reprogram the internet. It's all based on opaque core algorithms that contain siphoning mechanisms. It is going to stagger you when you see all those million people that just got tested, having the snowbirds fly over and turn them all on by transmitting electric impulses. Watch those people. We need to monitor the crap out of them because they're in major danger. Just happened in Wuhan, and it shouldn't happen here.
Well, you got about 2 minutes left in the show. There's one key word that I recognize you used a little bit, and it's what does sovereignty, the word sovereignty, mean to you?
What a great question. Sovereignty is essentially one that can recognize when they go out of balance. Unfortunately, the Charter of Human Rights was plagiarized from our First Nations people. I don't even want to get into how First Nations people have been abused in the last 2,000 years, but sovereignty is about conscious creativity. It's about knowing that you came with a purpose, you came with a best contribution, you're illumined by DNA development. Don't be scared of it. It's your legacy. Let's develop it consciously. And it's audits of this whole thing. The death toll, it's dropped. So why is the death toll dropped in the middle of a global quote-unquote scare, it's not going to in the next coming weeks. So again, sovereignty is trusting us, looking at the orderliness of this protest and just trusting your neighbors again, learning to co-create and drop the agenda. We can go anywhere from here. The CRA's portion has been extorted 3 times and we've lived without it for 20 years. We just need to administer the basics and get creating because that's ecstasy for a sovereign. Break your baggage, folks. Come join life. That's what you came for. The benevolent realm, I promise. More to come.
What a great way to end the show, Sarah. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. And when we come up with a future edition of Cosmic Horizons, we're going to have to update the listeners to really what's going on out there again.
Again, it's going to take a while. You don't get over 100 years war, World War E. It was predicted, and it's here, in 10 days. It's 20 years, but it's not us that wants you all to lose your creature comforts. Just know, they're yours. We made them. We deserve to know what's at the core of each of them. And we all have the talent to be able to work with algorithm. I love you, James. I love you all. Hang in there. Don't get tested.
Thanks a lot, Sarah. And we're just about out of time, and we hope to get you on another edition very soon. It's been great talking to you, Sarah.
You as well. We're in this together.
Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. You're listening to Cosmic Horizons Radio on the Blog Talk Radio system. And remember, till next time, someone out there is always watching you. Watch them. Until next time.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe.